انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlists by introducing you to a unique and famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about band's history and some stories and meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. In today's episode, we'll continue to talk about a legendary American punk rock band. Plus, they're also known for using only three chord structure. But this time will be about their timeline from a concept politically charged punk rock opera album to an upcoming release, which will be a 14th album. Let's take a break with a first single and a first track from their 7th album, which became a protest anthem. Stay tuned for more. And we'll be back.
Subliminal mind, I'm not America.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Libby Summary on 90s FM. This was American Idiot by Green Day, a first single and a first protest track from their seventh album, American Idiot, which was released on September 21st, 2004. This song still resonates to the band politically till now, especially in a recent performance on New Year's Eve, but I will talk about it later. Let's get into a second part of their history. From April 2003 to March 2004, Green Day crafted a new short songs from scratch for their seventh album, with the help of their mentor and producer, Rob Cavallo, who brought the idea of a concept album in Oakland. Until they demoed the album sufficiently as it would be completely written and sequenced before recording, then Green Day relocated to Los Angeles for recording the album at Ocean Way Recording, then at Capitol Studio. Then they stayed at a Hollywood hotel during the recording sessions for 5 months. It took 10 months to complete until its anticipated release and debuted at number one on the Billboard chart, which made a huge comeback for the band. Released 2 months before U.S. President George W. Bush was re-elected, the album became a protest art. American Idiot expresses the illusionment of dissent and descent of a generation that came of age in a period shaped by tumultuous events such as 9/11 and the Iraq War, and follows the story of Jesus of Suburbia, a lower middle class American adolescent anti-hero. It was produced, mixed, and mastered by Rob Cavallo, Green Day, Chris Lord-Alge, and Ted Jensen. Okay, I'm certain that some of you remember Middle East episode when we listened to Akram Suleiman's one of the cover tracks from his debut album. Well, let's take a break with an original version and we'll be back.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
Let's be empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up my shadows, only one walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Limit Summary on 90s FM. This was Boulevard of Broken Dreams, a second single and a fourth track from their seventh album, American Idiot. A music video won six of the awards. The background is inspiration of it. Vocalist and guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong wrote about feeling alone when he traveled to New York City alone for a few weeks, renting a small loft in the East Village of Manhattan for clearing his head to develop new ideas. If you know about the English rock band Oasis, Wonderwall, you might hear the similarities of it, because the vocalist of the band himself jokingly said that it rip off. Let's continue. From 2004 to 2005, American Idiot won the Grammy for Best Rock Album and was nominated in six other categories. The album helped Green Day win seven of the eight awards. It was nominated at MTV VMA. Moreover, they toured as a headliner in US, where some conservative countries booed for performing, and in Europe in the support of their seventh album. From 2006 to 2009, they started to work on their eighth album, which would be another concept or rock opera, the album, with the Garbage drummer and producer Butch Vig. Armstrong had 45 songs to written. The album was recorded with Vig throughout 2008 and into early 2009 at four locations in California: Ocean Way Recording in Hollywood, Studio 880 in Oakland, Jail Studios in Newport Beach, and Costa Mesa Studios in Costa Mesa. And here are some facts about the 21 Guns tracker from the eighth album, that David Bowie is credited as songwriter on the song 21 Guns to avoid a potential plagiarism lawsuit, as the melody of the chorus is similar to the Bowie band All the Young Dudes. Plus, it appeared in a movie called Transformer: Revenge of the Fallen as a soundtrack. 21st Century Breakdown was only released in a parental advisory version containing explicit lyrics and content. Although Walmart had another opinion, Walmart refuses to sell albums with a parental advisory sticker and requested that Green Day release a censored edition, but the band members were against it. Okay, let's take a break with a nostalgic track and we'll be back.
Together.
To Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Know Your Enemy, a first single and a third track from their eighth album, 21st Century Breakdown, which was released on May 15th, 2009. There's a fun fact about this song if you're a fan of wrestling. It's featured as a theme for the song for WWE SmackDown 2010 to 2012. The background meaning of it is, according to Q Magazine, Armstrong said, "It's a rallying song. It's about liberating yourself from a lot of BS that you see on TV." Let's continue. 5 years after releasing American Idiot, Green Day and award-winning director Michael Mayer and cast members of Tony Award-winning musical The Spring Awakening to create a stage version or musical version of American Idiot album. It opened in a Berkeley Repertory Theater during the end of 2009. On April 20th, 2010, American Idiot opened on Broadway and Green Day released its soundtrack to the musical featuring a new song by Green themselves entitled When It's Time. Then Green Day went touring in support of their eighth album in North America or Europe. During the second leg of 21st Century Breakdown World Tour, the band members stated that they were writing new material. In 2012, Green Day recorded and released their trilogy album Uno, Dos, and Tres on September 21st, November 9th, and December 7th, featured a touring guitarist Jason White as an additional musician, respectively, and they received generally positive reviews from critics, though fans had mixed opinions towards the albums. Well, there's another controversial performance occurred when Green Day was performing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Armstrong stopped while performing Basket Case due to him believing the group's time were being shortened, possibly to extend the R&B artist Usher's performance. Armstrong got instantly angry and began ranting while the screen in the rear of the audience was labeled 1 minute left, and ended up in him and Mike Dirnt, bassist, smashing their instruments. But 2 days later, the band's representative apologized for the incident on the group's behalf, and Armstrong went to the rehab for alcoholism and substance abuse. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
I'm like a child looking off on the horizon. I'm like an ambulance that's turning on the sirens. Oh, I'm still alive. I'm like a soldier coming home for the first time. I dodged a bullet and I walked across a landmine. Oh, I'm still alive. Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding from the storm? Just shine a light into the wreckage so far away, away. 'Cause I'm still breathing. 'Cause I'm still breathing on my own. My hands are full.
last dime. Oh, I'm still alive. I'm like a son that was raised without a father. I'm like a mother barely keeping it together. Oh, I'm still alive. Am I?
Back to Hail Your Voice with Lemis Zimmery on 90s FM. This was Still Breathing, a second single and a seventh track from their 12th album, Revolution Radio, which was released on October 7th, 2016. Well, there's a fact about American Idiot, which I forgot to mention, is there's another track from American Idiot that is a personal one, and it's about the loss of Billy Joe Armstrong's father at the age of 10. Although it appeared as a meme on internet when September comes annually, which Billy Joe himself against this meme because it's personal. I don't know if I said it before or not, but let's continue. In 2015, their Green Day performed its first concert in a year on April 16th. The group first played the set as Sweet Children with former drummer John Kiffmeyer for the first time in years, then followed by a set as a Green Day. On April 18th, the Green Day were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Fall Out Boy and performed the songs from Dookie and American Idiot. In 2016, the Green Day released the first single, Bang Bang, on August 11th from their 12th album, The Revolution, or 13th album, 12th truly, Radio, Revolution Radio, and it was produced by a band for the first time themselves. Then the band went on world tour supporting their 12th album from 2019 to 2020, and then performed at multiple concerts. Then they recorded and released singles before releasing the 13th album, A Father of All, on February 7th, 2020. It was produced by Butch Walker, Chris Duggan, and Green Day. And this album is the third time it marks a complete departure from the band's traditional punk rock sound, and it received mixed reviews by critics and mostly negative reviews. From 2022 from to now, they performed at multiple concerts, releasing singles for an upcoming album. Well, about on New Year's Eve, Green Day performed American Idiot on the television special, where Armstrong replaced the line "I'm not a part of redneck agenda" with "I'm not a part of the MAGA agenda," which referred to Trump's "Make America Great Again" slogan, criticizing Donald Trump. Although Elon Musk responded by saying on social media that they went from raging against machine to raging for it. Well, but the performance they're seen on the video, there's January 16th, that they made a surprise short performance at the Rockefeller Center subway station in New York with a guest, Jimmy Fallon, which is cute. They performed a few days before the release of an upcoming album. Well, that's all I have, unfortunately, but we'll end our episode with a first single and a first track, The American Dream Is Killing Me, from their 14th album, Saviors, which will be released on January 19th this year, which will be released midnight on streaming platforms when it comes at 12 o'clock. Okay, send me your support and comments on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram. Hoping you'll enjoy today's episode. And stay tuned for an upcoming episode next week, same place and same time, every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. on 90s FM. You rock and heal your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.
Did you ever learn to read the ransom note?